We're doing Gemara Brachot, and we were learning the laws of Tfilat HaDerech. So, the Gemara had said, you say Tfilat HaDerech when you're going to travel the journey of the Parsa. Veheichi Matzlila. Where do you pray it? So there's a big machlokas Rishonim here. What's the Gemara talking about? One understanding is we're talking about Tfilat HaDerech. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch learn that this sugi isn't even talking about Tfilat HaDerech. It's talking about Tfilat Tzara. You see, Tosu says, Tfilat HaDerech Kai. It's going on Tfilat HaDerech. But the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch paskin the notes going on the Tfilat Tzara, which we'll discuss in a minute. When you do a short version of Shmoneh Esrei, how do you daven it? Rav Chisda Amar Mu'umad, Rav Chisda says, stop your journey, stand put, and that's how you daven Tfilat Tzara. Rav Sheshet Amar, Afilu Malech. Rav Sheshet says, you could even travel as you say Tfilat Tzara. Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshet Avkuz Lugucha. They were traveling together, Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshet, and Rav Sheshet couldn't see. Kam Rav Chisda Vekamatzi. So Rav Chisda stopped his traveling and started praying. Amale Rav Sheshet L'shamei. So Rav Sheshet asked the servant, "My kavit Rav Chisda, what's Rav Chisda doing now?" Amale Kae Umatzle. He said he stood and he's davening. So that's Rav Chisda who holds you should stop to daven. Now you see the matzle certainly sounds like it's a Shmoneh Esrei, like it's not a Tfilas Aderech. So that certainly sounds like it's supportive of the Rambam's opinion. So he said, okay, stop me too, and I'll daven. Sounds like he was on a horse or something. Stop us too, and I'll daven. If the rest of my caravan is standing, my buddy, Rav Chisda, standing, so why should I keep traveling? I'm going to wait for him anyway. So I don't have to keep traveling and daven while I'm traveling. Even though I hold you're allowed to, I might as well do what Rav Chisda holds. And so, let's stop and davening. Ma'ika ben avinenu l'tfilak tzara. So here, the Gemara clearly goes back to the topic we were discussing the previous Amud, tfilak tzara, the short version of Shmoneh Esrei. The question is it only here, or did the Gemara already go back in the previous line? That's the machlokas Rishonim. Ma'ika ben avinenu l'tfilak tzara. What's the difference between Avineinu and Tfilat Tzara? You remember that Tfilat Tzara, we said in the Mishnah, you say one sentence, the Ribbono Shel Olam help me. Avineinu, so you say the first three, last three, and a middle short version. So the Gemara says, "Avineinu b'ilitzlui gimel kamaita v'gimel batraita." When you say "Avineinu," you say the first three blessings of Shmoneh Esrei, then "Avineinu," and then the last three. "V'chimati lebeitei lo b'ilu mehadol litzluye." And when you get home, you don't have to daven Shmoneh Esrei again because "Avineinu" is instead of Shmoneh Esrei. "V'tfilah k'tzara lo b'ilitzlui lo gimel kamaita v'lo gimel batraita." When it comes to the short sentence, you say, "Ribbono Shel Olam, help me out." There you don't have to say the first three or last three, but when you get home, you have to say Shmoneh Esrei again, because you didn't do a Shmoneh Esrei. V'hilchita, bottom line, Halacha says the Gemara, Havineinu me'umad, tefilak tzara ben me'umad ben me'alech. Havineinu, you got to stay put when you say it. You cannot say it while you're traveling. And tefilak tzara, you could say traveling or standing. So this again seems to say that the whole discussion of whether you stand or travel is going on Havineinu. It's going on Tfilat Tzara. Hayar rochev ala chamor. We said in the Mishnah, you're traveling, you need to daven Shmoneh Esrei, you're riding on your donkey, so get off the donkey and daven. Ten Rav Nani, hayar rochev ala chamor, b'hige zman tfila, im yesh lo mi sheyochoz, sheyochaz et chamoro yered. If you have someone to hold on to your donkey, then get off the donkey. But if you don't have someone else to hold the donkey, so daven on the donkey. Rabbi says, either way, stay put and say your Shmoneh Esrei. Because until you get off and you start davening, so you're going to be antsy, that you're not traveling. The detainment is going to make you antsy. So psychologically, you're not going to daven the way you should. So stay put on your donkey and daven. The halacha is like Rebbe, you stay put on your donkey and you daven your Shmoneh Esrei, and that's enough.